My favorite thing to talk about. I keep hammering this in everything I write, in the blueprint, it's in the book, it's in my videos, podcasts. Look, you need to remember this throughout your whole flipping journey because it's going to freaking save you and make you hundreds and thousands of dollars. That one thing, first thing you need to remember, two words, everything sells, okay? Always remember that everything sells. Now forget everything you know about style, about whether something is ugly or what you think of it. Just because you or your friends wouldn't buy something or think it's ugly or like, yeah, I would not buy that purple chair, man. What is that? Who would sit on? Who would buy that? Does not mean there's a freaking market for it. Okay, there's someone out there somewhere who will buy that ugly chair or whatever it is, that ugly couch, or it doesn't even matter. Okay, so it doesn't matter what you think. What matters is what the market thinks. Now, obviously, it's going to take some time for you to get good at really playing in this field. Meaning, let's say, I keep using the example of this. I keep getting the image of a purple, like an old school, ugly purple living room chair from like the 70s in my head. Because I think it's a great example. But let's say that you see that at a thrift store for 10 bucks. Okay. You take it and you repost it. Now you might be wondering, oh, like what the heck should I even repost this for? Where do I even start? How do I figure this out? There's no name brand on this chair. There's no info. I can't look it up. So that's one of those things where you just kind of have to keep going through deals and testing to eventually figure out and determine. But the point is that everything sells. So it shouldn't be a question of whether or not you should buy that chair because it is going to sell. Now, the question should be, how much are you going to buy it for? So at 10 bucks, I would say buy it. Because worst case scenario, someone out there, you've got a giant market. There's probably 100 people out there who would buy it back from you for 10 bucks. Even 20, you know. So you've got to start playing with pricing. You know, I would say take that purple chair home for 10 bucks, post it up for 100, see what happens. It's up to you how long you want to keep it on the market for. If you just want to see it go quickly, every 2 days, lower the price by $25 or $50. So let's say that chair ends up selling for 50 bucks. You just made $40 on it. Okay, so it's not a matter of what the item is or what you think of it or how you feel about it. It's about knowing that everything sells. I have a friend who every time we go to thrift stores, it's amazing the contrast. So I'm constantly looking and browsing with what I call the eye for the deal, meaning I'm not looking at what the item is specifically or whether I like it. I'm just looking at the money involved, the profit. How much can I make on this? I don't care what it is. I don't care if it's a freaking Barbie doll. Well, speaking of doll, I flipped ventriloquist dolls in the past, which is weird. I mean, they're freaking creepy. But anyway, I don't care if it's like a bike, if it's a bench, a weight system, you know, like a bench press weight system, exercise machine, a freaking outdoor plant, a couch, bookshelves, furniture, even cars. I don't care what it is. All I care about is how much can I make on it? Okay. So whenever I go thrifting with this friend of mine and I'm looking at something, she often would be like, oh, that's ugly, this and that. And I'm like, dude, it doesn't matter if it's ugly. Who cares? Like, just because you're not going to have it at your apartment or your place, that's not the point. I mean, are you shopping for yourself or are you shopping for the market? Are you doing this to flip things? So just because you would not have it at home does not mean people are out there freaking waiting in line to buy that from you for your asking price. Okay. So like I said before, keep seeing yourself as a problem solver. Look, make it your ethical duty to buy things. Get people in touch with them, with you being the middleman and also making a profit at the same time. You're a problem solver. Always remember that everything sells and just keep your eyes wide open for deals. You know, everybody has their own ideas of basically what's attractive or useful and what's ugly and etc. But I mean, like I said, it doesn't matter. Ignore it. The only thing that matters is what the market thinks. And trust me, you might get people around you, friends or family who are like, oh, no one's going to buy that. And they keep putting you down, but it's like, listen to what I'm telling you. Everything will sell. All you have to do is show them the cash afterward.